We are going to be taking a listen to Executive Head Humanitarian Response and Behavior Change Pillars, Wendy Schlau, to speak to us more on the response and behavior change pillars, speak to with regards to the Solidarity Fund. Take a listen to this.
Ke go boditse motho wa ka gore re tlo bolela le Solidarity Fund mo mogaleng mo ke na le Head of Humanitarian Response and Behavior Change e le go yena Wendy Tlou. Re tlo boledišana le yena ka Don't Be a Mampara Behavioral Change Campaign. So dira bonnete ba gore o sekebe wa ya felo. Wendy, dumela tle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Trying not to be a mampara and behaving properly.
Amen, amen. So, Wendy, tell us about this campaign.
Basically, the campaign is aimed at reminding South Africans, all of us, that the virus is still around us. Mm-hmm. The fact that we are now in the middle of the start of a second surge, and that really the responsibility lies with each of us as individuals, as communities, as corporations, as organizations, to make sure that we recommit ourselves to behaving appropriately in order for us to reduce the impact of the virus as we see it happening now. And it's really aimed at the festive season. It's aimed at early January, when we know that people are going to be coming back to work, as well as late January, when we know that schools are reopening. And it's really a call to all South Africans. Okay, Kori, guys, it's really up to us now. It's really up to us to behave appropriately, to wear our masks properly, social distance, and also to avoid these large indoor gatherings where there's no ventilation, because really those become, the super spreader sort of event. And we really need to look after ourselves. And essentially the best gift that we can give ourselves now as we go into the season is looking after each other and following the basic behaviors for us to survive and to live with this virus until a vaccine is available for South Africa.
What does this campaign use to achieve its message?
We're using a number of things. Where we are all over media across all channels, and I'm talking to all listeners, and I'm hoping that they will spread the message. You know, so we are across television, across radio, community radio, on digital and social media. We have activations in communities, as I speak to you, where we're engaging one-on-one, obviously in a safe way that is social distance, with community members to get them to understand why it is so important for us to adhere to these behaviors. But what we hope to do, really, is through platforms like community radio stations, to say that let us spread the message, let us, through our own network, spread the message, let us all be part of this rallying cry. Let us all do our contribution and spread this message. When we do see mampara behavior, when people are not wearing their masks properly, let us remind people how important it is for them to adhere to this behavior.
Why has the Solidarity Fund chosen this approach, the approach that you're using now?
Because we wanted to use an approach that looks very different to the current messaging that is out there, which is really quite functional messaging. We wanted to use humor in the campaign. We wanted work that is going to be engaging, that is going to get traction, but also we wanted to use South Africanism, words like mapara, words like knowledge, so that we can actually identify these behaviors through those words and be able to empower people and give them confidence to call out those behaviors, so that ultimately, all of us are adhering to this behavior. So we wanted to use humor, we wanted to use South African language, very plain language, and we wanted to be breakthrough in all the clutter that we see when it comes to messaging around coronavirus.
Okay, as I was listening to you, I heard you emphasizing on wearing a mask properly, and you said it properly. Why are you putting an emphasis on that?
Because I think all of us know, I mean, from the beginning of lockdown, 10 months ago in March, all of us know that we're supposed to wear a mask, right? And people are leaving home with their masks. And they're putting them around their necks, but they're not wearing them properly because the masks are either sitting around the chin or they're sitting and covering just the mouth. And really the emphasis is that we want people to get into the practice and just the habit of wearing the mask properly, making sure that at all times it is covering the mouth and the nose. So it's really no point in you leaving home and wearing a mask and wearing it around your mouth. We really need people to start wearing and to continue wearing their masks properly by covering the nose and the mouth.
You also put an emphasis on avoiding large indoor gatherings. Why is that?
Because we've seen that large indoor gatherings are now called super spreader events, right? People are it's very difficult to social distance, number one. Number two, people lose their inhibition when they are in large gatherings where there's potentially music and potentially just socializing. So it's very hard to maintain social distance. It's very hard for people to wear masks. We are asking people to stay instead of putting yourself in a potentially risky situation. Try and avoid them, at least for this period. We're not saying that these large indoor events will never happen again. But we are in the middle of the second surge. It is critically important that we keep ourselves safe and avoid those cases that we know are risky and where we know that we tend to lose our inhibitions and therefore not follow the appropriate behavior.
All right. When we first heard of COVID-19, we were told, wash your hands, sanitize, wash your hands, sanitize. Why is the emphasis not on washing our hands and sanitizing? Why is it not the key message?
Okay, so it is a secondary key message. So we haven't lost the message of sanitizing and washing your hands. However, looking at the time where we're at, where it is the festive season, we tend to want to be with families, or we tend to want to be in places of social gathering and celebrating the festive season. We've had a tough year. We've had a tough 10 months of lockdown. And people are eager to get out there, see other people, see family that they haven't seen for a long time. And from scientific data that we have been receiving, we have looked at which are the activities that are termed as low risk, as medium risk, and as high risk. And our campaign really is trying to caution people and get them to recommit to these appropriate behaviors, particularly for the high risk situation. So hand washing, hand sanitization is critically important. It is still a key message of the campaign. However, we know where the high risks are. We know that they are in nightclubs. We know that they are in social gatherings where they're indoor and there's little ventilation. We know that it is because people are not able to social distance in those areas. We know that mask wearing is literally critical, and mask wearing properly is critical. So we've taken three key core behaviors and have messaged largely around those, but we certainly have kept the message of sanitizing hands and washing hands if one doesn't have sanitizer. So it is still a very important message to convey.
All right. Tell us, Wendy, why is Solidarity Fund focusing on a behavior change campaign?
Well, we were set up really as an NPO that is additive to the national effort when it comes to the health response, when it comes to humanitarian efforts around food relief and gender-based violence interventions. But the third pillar of the Solidarity Fund has been about behavior change. And we believe that it is important for us as the fund to be responsive to the national response when it comes to how South Africans get correct information. There's awareness about, but also there is effort to trigger behavior change amongst the population. So it is part of our mandate as the fund, but also it's a sense of national duty and country duty on our part to make sure that with the resources that we have, we do dedicate some of them to making sure that South Africans also play their part in being responsible citizens when it comes to how we behave in and around this virus.
All right. Thank you very much for giving us your time, Wendy. Lastly, where do we follow you on social media to follow the campaign?
So there's the Solidarity Fund, RSA. I think that's on Twitter. There's the hashtag Unity in Action. And we really would like everyone to look out for the Solidarity Fund. There's only one Solidarity Fund in South Africa. And the website is solidarityfund.co.za.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, Mutuaka Kiena, head of humanitarian response and behavior change, Ilohoyena Wendiko, Uberibulitianalianaka campaign, ya don't be a mampara.
Well, you were listening to the voice of Executive Head Humanitarian Response and Behavior Change Pillars, Wendy Schlow, speaking to us about the Solidarity Fund. Don't be a mampara.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.